Do you look for the pronator fat pad sign? Hello and welcome to this week's Urgent Bite, brought to you by the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care. My name is Guy Melrose and today we're looking at the pronator fat pad sign. Now you'll be aware of the sail sign or the anterior posterior fat pad sign of the elbow. This is a useful sign to identify occult fractures of the proximal radius and distal humerus. The pronator fat pad sign serves a similar purpose for wrist fractures. On a lateral wrist radiograph, the pronator quadratus muscle is seen as a soft tissue density on the volar aspect of the distal radius, with a thin, lucent line of fat just anterior to it. Fracture of the distal radius and the resultant bleeding causes a similar elevation as that seen at the elbow, although less distinct than the sail sign. Have a read of the attached open access article from the journal Skeletal Radiology, and the link to the webpage from the St Vincent's University Hospital Radiology Department in Dublin for more details on identifying this sign. In the skeletal radiology study, they found that this sign was not a good predictor of subtle fractures of the wrist, fractures being present 46% of the time the sign was seen, but they did state that it was a good justification for MRI as further workup, not something we have ready access to here in New Zealand. The St Vincent's Hospital Radiology Department say they often use the presence of this sign to sway their decision when reporting on the presence of other subtle abnormalities. In my practice, I make the point of looking for this sign in the presence of otherwise normal radiographs when I have a high clinical suspicion of fracture. I often see it in kids who clinically have a Salter-Harris 1 distal radial injury, and I find it useful to show the parents when discussing the diagnosis and management. So read the attached links and let us know if you've used this sign, and if you do, what are your thoughts on its usefulness? If you've not been aware of it, it is a useful sign to look out for when surveying the lateral wrist radiograph. Let us know your thoughts via podcast@rnzcuc.org.nz or head over to the Facebook page and comment there. And do please take a moment to share the podcast with your colleagues on social media. We'll be back next week with another podcast. I look forward to seeing you then, but for now, thanks for listening.